Application form to join the Labour Party, 1924. TNA catalogue reference PR030/69/1830, part 2. More power to the Labour government. Join the Labour Party. Pictured from left to right, line 1, Right Honourable Lord Parmore, Lord President of the Council. Right Honourable J.R. Clines, MP, Lord Privy Seal. Right Honourable J. Ramsay MacDonald, MP, First Lord of the Treasury and Secretary for Foreign Affairs. Right Honourable Philip Snowden, MP, Chancellor of the Exchequer. Right Honourable Lord Haldane, OM, Lord Chancellor. Line 2. Right Honourable Stephen Walsh, MP, the Secretary for War. Right Honourable Arthur Henderson, MP, Home Secretary. Right Honourable J.H. Thomas, MP, Colonial Secretary. Right Honourable Viscount Chelmsford, First Lord of the Admiralty. Line 3. Right Honourable C.P. Trevelyan, MP, President of the Board of Education. Right Honourable Lord Olivier, a Secretary for India. Line 4. Right Honourable J.C. Wedgwood, MP, Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. Right Honourable John Wheatley, MP, Minister of Health. Right Honourable Noel Buxton, MP, Minister of Agriculture. Right Honourable W. Adamson, MP, Secretary for Scotland. Line 5. Right Honourable Lord Thompson, Secretary of State for Air. Right Honourable Thomas Shaw, MP, Minister of Labour. Right Honourable Sidney Webb, MP, President of the Board of Trade. Right Honourable V. Hartshorne, MP, Postmaster General. Right Honourable F. W. Jowett, MP, First Commissioner of Works. The great source of strength of Labour in the country at present is that they have in their ranks a large number of men who believe in their party. They have the type of man, and any of us who have mixed in the industrial world know him well, who will give the whole of his time to bring about, as he believes he can, a better condition for his fellow men, with more equality of opportunity, and giving to them a better chance of enjoying more education and more of the good things of life, a perfectly genuine and altruistic feeling. It is that feeling which sends so many of the workers of that party to canvass, to do propaganda work, and to conduct the business of elections without payment or reward. Mr. Stanley Baldwin at the Hotel Cecil on February 11th, 1924. Make the strong stronger by sending this application form for membership of the party to the local party secretary. Application form to join the Labour Party, 1924. This is the reverse of the form. TNA catalogue reference PR030/69/1830, part 2. Labour's record of service. Other parties promise, Labour acts. In its first few weeks of office, the Labour government has abolished the gaps in the payment of unemployment benefit. The Labour government has abolished the regulations restricting the grant of uncovenanted benefit to single persons, etc. The Labour government has undertaken to introduce a measure for a universal 48-hour week, as promised, but not passed by the coalition government in 1919. The Labour government has undertaken to abolish the means limit for old age pensioners, a boon for the aged poor, which was recommended by a government committee several years ago. The Labour government has taken steps to secure the willing cooperation of both workers and manufacturers of materials in the building trades, so as to provide an adequate supply of houses at reasonable rents. The Labour government has brought a new atmosphere into foreign affairs, which will help to promote a settlement in Europe. More has been accomplished, says the New York Times, in the interests of Franco-British cooperation in the first 3 weeks of the MacDonald ministry than in many months under the Curzon regime. The Labour government has recognised the Russian government, which is an essential preliminary to the restoration of normal trading relations. This will mean increased exports to Russia from this country. Increased exports mean increased employment. The The Labour government has removed ex-servicemen in asylums from the control of the poor law. The Labour government has undertaken to reduce the size of classes in schools and so give children a fairer chance. The Labour government has taken steps to prevent the appointment of unqualified teachers in schools. The Labour government is restoring state scholarships from state-aided schools to universities. The Labour government has undertaken, as soon as funds are available, to pass a measure providing pensions for widowed mothers. The Labour government has stopped the building of a naval base at Singapore. The Labour government has reduced the expenditure on the combined fighting forces by nearly £7 million. The Labour government has introduced a bill to regulate the traffic of London. The Labour government has announced an early introduction of a bill to give agricultural workers a legal minimum wage. No other party can show such a record of measures passed or in preparation. Membership application form. As I subscribe to the constitution of the National Labour Party, I apply to be enrolled as a member of the local organisation of the party and promise to subscribe per annum to the funds. Name, in full. Address. Constituency. Printed by the Victoria House Printing Company Limited, Tudor Street, Whitefriars EC4, and published by the Labour Party, 33 Eccleston Square, SW.